Same thing. Tool sack and crook sack is all the same thing.
Say if you were taking corn to the mill to be ground, what would you call the amount that you could take at one time?
Bushel, half a bushel.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever say you take a turn of corn?
Yeah.
How much is that?
A turn is 2,000 pounds.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
What about if you went out and got as much wood as you could carry in both your arms?
Armful.
Okay.
Yeah.
And on a wagon that didn't have a full load of wood, you'd say he just had a...
About a half a rick.
Uh-huh. What about a jag of wood?
Yeah, a jag. Just had a little jag, about a half a rick.
Is a jag about half a rick?
Yeah.
And if you opened a bottle and then wanted to close it back up, you could stick in a...
A stopper?
Made out of...
A rubber?
Uh-huh. Or what?
Cork.
Huh?
Cork stopper.
That's what they used to have?
Yeah. Yeah, they used to have cork stopper. That's the only kind of stopper that you had in bottles then was a cork. Mm.
We're gonna get spinning rolls.
I don't care. I ain't got no key. We have most of our food out in the wash house.
Y'all store your food out there?
Yeah.
How come just convenient?
Just get it out of the way. I got a lot of stuff out there.
Does anyone around here still use a smokehouse? Still cure their own meat?
No, they don't do that no more. They carry it to the market and let them cure it.
Mm-hmm.
See, we used to do it ourselves. We'd have it smokehouse and sometimes we'd put salt on it and sometimes we'd buy sugar cure. They don't do that no more now. And that's when we had good meat too, when we used to do it ourselves.
You ever thought about doing it yourself again?
No. No, we don't. We just, we don't never even kill them ourselves now. We always come to let the other fella do it. Kill them and cut them, wrap them. All we got to do is go get them and put them in the freezer.
Musical instrument you blow on like this.
French harp.
Uh-huh. What about one like this?
Jew's harp.
You play those?
No, I never could play either one of them. I always did like a guitar, but I never did learn how to play it.
Mm-hmm.
Because I never did have one. But I was sure I did like them though. My daddy was a Jew's harp player. Now he could really play a Jew's harp.
He just taught himself
how? I guess he did. He always, ever since I knew, was big enough to know him, well, he had a juice hog.
Say if you had a wagon and two horses. The long wooden piece between the horses, that's called
the tongue.
Uh-huh. What about with the buggy?
The shed.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And, you know, the wagon wheel, starting with the inside, you'd have the hub. Then the spokes would come out, and they'd fit into the
hub, you mean the outside of it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Even if I can't call it. It's been so long since we used it, Wag. We used to have the wheels, they would dry up, and the mm-hmm. tire would get too large for it, and we had to heat them and draw them up.
What was the tire made out of?
It was made out of iron.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it had iron tires around the, what you call them, little blocks. I know what you mean. I know what you're talking about, but I just can't call it.
Did you ever hear of a felly or feller or something like that?
Let's see, what did we call it then? Been had them all my life, man. I forgot the name of it. You was calling it, but let me see if that's what we call them.